Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome to my favorite part of the afternoon, getting to spend time with you prescribing hope for healthy families. And I've got a great prescription up for you today. We are giving you a prescription for hope to build a legacy of faith. I think any family has the same dream. Any family who's a Christian family, we all want our kids to grow up and to love God and to serve others. And we're going to help you do that today by talking with you about the Legacy Coalition Grandparent Summit. But before I get to that, this is Preborn Week here at American Family Radio, and we will be talking about that all this week. And later on, I'll have a special guest from Preborn talking about their ministry and what they do. We know that abortion is the leading cause of death in the United States and in the world. And there are more than 66 million babies whose lives have been tragically lost since Roe versus Wade. And with the now rise of the abortion pill, which we'll be talking about later this week, that's over 60% of all abortions now. You have an opportunity to help. We can do something about this. Preborn and American Family Radio are asking you to partner with us this week and just anytime to help moms choose life and to help save 4,500 babies this week. That is our goal. And so we'll talk about what Preborn is and what it does, and know that you can be the hero of every preborn baby in this nation and an ambassador for eternal life for every mom and dad and family that walks into a Preborn partner clinic. And what we're asking is for you to consider a gift of $28. Now, that provides one woman a free ultrasound, which gives the mom the opportunity to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. And so maybe God has put you in a position where you could bless someone else's life, their literal life, by sponsoring five ultrasound. And our goal, again, is to help sponsor 4,500 ultrasounds. So considering a gift of any size, it all makes a difference. We are really, really appreciative of that. So if you want to do that, you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go online and donate online at afr.net. And so help us reach our goal of sponsoring 4,500 ultrasounds for women who are expecting a baby. We would love that. We will be talking more about that, especially later this week. But today we are talking about building a legacy of faith in a different way, which there are so many ways that we can do that. I hope that you have been listening in to the Healthy Habits. We are introducing 52 habits for healthy families. We did this last year. We're starting over this year because it is never too late to start over, and it is never too late to choose healthy habits, the building blocks for healthy families. There is no life hack, no social media hack, no parenting hack that is going to automatically fix all of your family troubles. But these basic spiritual disciplines will really make a difference over time. God rewards the faith of a mustard seed. And so just trying a little bit. And as a reminder, if you've missed out on any of those healthy habits, you can go online and find the Dr. Nurse Mama Coaching Minutes, and you can catch up. It's just 1 minute coaching minutes that goes over each week's healthy habit and asks you a reflective question, gives you some information and a challenge to make a change in your home. These habits are stackable. So it's not just adding something else to your day. It is fitting things in to things you're already doing. So for example, we've talked this week, we are in week three now. Week one, we talked about prayer, which is the foundation for everything. We have no hope of even going on without prayer, without a direct line to our Heavenly Father. And so we talked about what are the things that you do every day that you could incorporate prayer into. Maybe that's waiting for your coffee to brew. Maybe that's while you're brushing your teeth. Maybe that's on a drive that you have. It's easy to start a conversation with God from the moment you open your eyes until the moment that you close them. Just an ongoing relationship that manifests itself in a conversation with God that you are speaking in front of your family. We also talked about last week memorizing scripture. It's so important to do this. So many times as parents, as spouses, as family members, we want the right words to say, and there are no greater words of wisdom than the words of the Bible. Every Friday is Ask Dr. Nurse Mama Friday, and the first part of the show on every Friday, I'll be answering questions related to that healthy habit and talking about all of the obstacles, all of the excuses. I know I've been there. I'm right in the middle of this. A mom, a wife, 4 kids. I'm a working mom trying to figure out how to do all the things. But I'm telling you, my success, my strength, my courage, my calm comes from these things. And this week's habit is going to church. Now, we know since COVID that a lot of families have fallen out of that habit, but it is so important. And it's evidence-based to help improve your family's not only spiritual health, but their literal physical health, their emotional health, their mental health. So I'll be talking about that on Friday, about our family habit of going to church, even when we're on vacation, which has resulted in some of my most favorite, most unique, unexpected church experiences ever. So I'll be talking about that. I'll also be talking about hymns in the church and contemporary music, which is always a hot topic, but one I'm ready to tackle. And paper Bible or Bible app. We'll revisit those things on Friday. So we are working on these habits to give these habits to you to help you build a legacy of faith. And today, my guest is going to help especially grandparents do that. Now, I have a special heart for grandparents. I absolutely loved my sweet and precious granny who went to be with Jesus the year before last, but she was so instrumental in my faith. She was a woman of great faith. She was a true Southern lady, always wore her pearls, even if she was wearing it with a sweatsuit going to the grocery store to get, drinks for her refrigerator for us when we came over. It was Dr. Pepper and Moon Pies. She would always wear her pearls. She always had her guidepost devotional open to the right day on her bathroom counter. She would read it as she was getting ready for the day. And her bookmark was her tithing check from her allowance she got from my pawpaw. And she would make sure that that first money went to the church. Just those little acts of obedience really made an indelible impact on my life. And when she went to be with the Lord, you know, I told my husband one day, I said, I just can't imagine going on the rest of my life without having her here. And he said, she is here. She is here in every fiber of who you are and what you do because she has that big of an impact on you. And here I am telling you about my granny. Now, I call her granny because that's how she introduced herself to everyone. It didn't matter if you were the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the pastor, the mailman, your grandchildren, best friends. It was, hi, I'm granny. Everyone calls me granny. If you don't have a granny, I'll be yours. That's who she was. And we are talking today about the opportunity for you as grandparents to really invest in your grandchildren. Listen, we have a generation of kids today who are deeply anxious. We don't know what it's like to grow up at the speed of a smartphone. I don't know what that's like, and I didn't grow up that terribly long ago, although my children would say it was literally in the past century, Mom, so that hurts. But yes, it's the land of beepers and pagers and perms and no internet. But I that is the land I grew up in. I don't know what it's like to live and to see the challenges that my kids are facing. So grandparents have such a unique opportunity to encourage their kids who are raising their kids in a world that we have never seen, a world that is just completely engulfed by cultural chaos. And the other thing that grandparents have that parents usually don't have, grandparents have a wonderful luxury and one of the most valuable commodities on the planet that grandkids are looking for. Now, what is that, you might ask? That is time, T-I-M-E. It is what kids want more than anything. They want undivided attention, someone who was going to listen with their face. And that is another legacy that my granny built in building a legacy of faith. When I would come over to her house, it was like I was the queen of England. She would tell my papa, turn off the TV. We have company. Come sit at the table. And we would sit at the table and I would feast not only on moon pies and Dr. Peppers, but also on her undivided attention. That is the opportunity that you have. And so today we have a guest. We have Brenda Peitzman. She is from Legacy Coalition. You've heard us feature that before. And that is a ministry that equips grandparents to disciple their grandkids. They have a great feature called Grand Monday Nights. Every Monday nights, there's a virtual gathering of grandparents that happens from across the nation, thousands of grandparents. I've been blessed to be in that forum. And let me tell you, these grandparents are so inspiring and so amazing. So Brenda, we are so glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jessica. It's just a real privilege to be on with you. I love hearing all about your granny. We had a granny in our family too. My mother went by granny and she was everybody's granny. So I could so relate to your mom.
I feel like they're both probably organizing some sort of potluck in heaven right now, like a quilting class,
that's
something.
Right.
I love it. Well, Brenda, tell us about Legacy Coalition and how you came to be involved with this ministry.
Yes, well, Legacy Coalition is a ministry that helps to equip grandparents to be more intentional about passing their faith down to future generations, not only our grandchildren, but we hope someday that by the things that we do, we are going to impact generations that we won't even meet. But we say we are here to watch one, that is grow spiritually in ourselves, teach two, that's our children and grandchildren, but to think four generations. So our grandchildren's grandchildren could be affected by the things that we do today.
That's absolutely amazing to think about. You know, so often on this show, Brenda, we talk about harm and trauma that happens in families and how that's passed down from generation to generation. And I know many of our listeners have experienced generational trauma, but the hope in all of that is that healing goes even farther. Healing is an amazing gift that God gives us because we serve a God who loves to redeem, to restore, to renew, to heal, to make beauty from ashes. And so it doesn't matter if you already have a strong legacy of faith or if you're just starting to build that, there are ways that Legacy Summit can help you. So let's start by talking about specifically the Legacy Summit that's coming up, this event that is going to draw grandparents from all over the country.
That's right, Jessica. The summit theme this year is for this purpose. And we desire through the speakers that we've invited to come, which are top name speakers, Anne Graham Lotz will be with us. Dr. Jeff Myers with Summit Ministries is one of the greatest experts today on worldview and helping the younger generation, teens and college age kids, draw closer to Jesus and away from the cultural lies. And then we've got Trudy Cathy White, the daughter of Chick-fil-A's founder. Mm-hmm. And we have some surprise guests that I think are going to blow people away. Harvey Carey, Dr. James Banks on prodigals. How can we love our prodigals? That seems like it's more and more a topic that comes up. We hear heartbreaking stories from grandparents who are separated from their grandkids, either relationally, spiritually, or geographically. But we are helping equip grandparents to cross those barriers and to be involved with their grandkids, no matter what their age is. It's never too late.
Oh, it's never too late. And you know what? We are just getting started in talking about this. I've got so many questions about how grandparents can enter a new phase of life, not just to rest and play pickleball, but to invest in a legacy of faith. We'll talk more about the summit and how grandparents can be instrumental in getting their kids to come to church. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more from Brenda Peitzman and Legacy Coalition Summit. You won't want to miss it. I'll see you on the other side of this break. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That is why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that is a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies, and that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
For the blood applied, thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
Welcome back, friends. That song is Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood by Charity Gale. And I love that song. Y'all know I love good worship music. And that one actually has a hymn at the end, so it gets bonus points for me because I love hymns. But I love talking to you and prescribing hope for healthy families even more than that. And the prescription we're giving you today is how to build a legacy of faith, especially if you are grandparents. It's never too late. And we're talking today to Brenda Peitzman from the Legacy Coalition Grandparent Summit. You've just heard about some of the amazing speakers who are going to be there. One of the speakers I saw on the list, Brenda, is Larry Fowler. We had Larry on the show not too long ago, and Brenda, he told me a story I will never forget. He talked about how he was trying to relate to his grandson who wanted to become a vegetarian. Now, that may not sound like that big of a story, but he told him this, the grandson told him this as they were on a cattle farm that they owned to produce cattle to eat. And so there was definitely, that was a conflict there, but he talked about how he navigated that and how he built a relationship. And so there will be all kinds of practical wisdom spoken. So let's talk logistics real quick, Brenda. How can grandparents get involved and register for the summit, whether attending in person or online?
Yes. So we hope, right now we have over 140 host sites all over the country and in Canada, and we hope that we will reach 10,000 people through the host sites and then the live site, which is in Birmingham, Alabama at Shades Mountain Church. And we plan an audience of about 1,000 there. So it's going to be a phenomenal conference for grandparents. It's only $34 right now if you attend a host site, and just $109 if you're at the live site, because it includes 2 lunches, because it's 2 days at the live site. It's just 1 day at the host site. So they can go online, legacycoalition.com/summit. And if they forget the slash part, just go on to legacycoalition.com under events, and that will take you right to the summit page, and you can find out more about the summit and how to register right on that site. And you can hear a little video by Larry Fowler, the founder of Legacy Coalition, inviting you to come and the reasons to be there. Don't miss this opportunity to be at the summit 2025.
And if you can't find it online, I'm sure your grandkids could help you find it online. And because that's what I do at home, right? I get my kids, come help mama. I can't work the remote control. That's usually what happens.
Right.
But it's there. So if you missed that, then just to repeat, because I don't want you to miss it either, that live site is going to be at Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama in February, 2 days. I think it's February 21st and 22nd. That will be. But
that's
if you
right.
can't travel, if you're not close there, there are already 140 churches through her host sites throughout America. You can go and find and see if there's one that is near you and find that host site. And really, the goal of Legacy Coalition is to come alongside the local church to encourage and equip grandparents, that's you who are listening, to become intentional about passing their faith down to future generations. Just like Brenda said, thinking four generations in the future. I mean, what a legacy to leave. And they provide events and resources throughout the year. I've already told you about Grand Monday Nights, a weekly webinar free on Monday nights you can sign up for. And they have had some amazing guests who talk about things like culture and role and obstacles that you face. And really, it's so encouraging to be with like-minded grandparents who may be somebody in the same boat going through the same struggle. And Brenda, you talked about grandparents facing a lot of distance challenges today, relational distance, spiritual distance, or geographic distance. And the theme of this conference is for this purpose. So how do you help grandparents to bridge those three spheres of distance?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways. As you've said in your show, prayer is foundational, isn't it? And
yeah.
Everyone can pray. And honestly, that's the most important thing that we can do to help our families. It's only the Lord. It's only through His Spirit that their eyes can be opened. We can't save our grandkids, but we can live a godly example before them in hopes and just pray that God would move in their hearts to ask Him to be their Lord and Savior and to desire a life of following Jesus. So, I should mention that on day two at the live site, which is at Shades Mountain, we have 18 breakout sessions. There's three sessions you'll be able to go to. So you have to pick three. You have to be very discerning and pick your top three. And if you happen to be coming with a spouse, you might break up and do two different ones at each time. So there are just some really practical breakout sessions that will be covered, like how to balance aging parents, adult kids, and grandkids, the balancing act that many younger grandparents face. Or it might be the power of family forgiveness with Rob Reno. Dr. John Trent will be talking about blessing your prodigal from practical experience with his daughter, Carrie. Lori Seed will be talking about turning your in-laws into in-loves. And, of course, we have a couple of great sessions on prayer. Tony Sauter is going to be talking about prayer, the oxygen for lasting generational influence, just what we talked about. So that day two is always a favorite. Those breakout sessions are just amazing with these experts on really practical ways that you can engage as a grandparent, no matter what stage you're in.
You know, I'm really blessed, Brenda, to have in-loves, as you called them. I have in-laws who I have a great relationship with. And in fact, My father-in-law is so insistent. He has one son, so my husband is his only son, and so he is insistent that he not even call me his daughter-in-law. He calls me his daughter. He said, "You are my daughter for all intents and purposes." But let me tell you, Brenda, that's created some awkward conversations. I had to tell him, "Stop introducing me as your daughter married to your son. You have to tell them, I know I get the feeling, but I am your daughter-in-law." And he was having a good laugh about that, because I am just grateful to have grandparents who have made a decision to invest in the lives of our kids. When our kids were little, they made a big move. I mean, they moved quite a distance to come and live close enough that they could go to ball games and school programs and just be present. And it made such a difference. And now that my kids are growing up and I'm launching them, I told them, look at the fruit of your labor here, because they have sowed the seeds to have very rich relationships with them as adults. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, Brenda, I think, you know, I'm just starting to get to that age where I'm starting to see grandparenting maybe on the horizon as my kids become adults. And there's a lot of grandparents who are there that think like, okay, yeah, this is the time for us. It's time for leisure and recreation. Yeah. And that is true. Mm-hmm. And there should be time for that. There should be reward. But sometimes grandparents feel like their parenting days are over. So how do you help them through the work that you do at the Legacy Coalition to embrace a new phase and a new mission?
You know, I think it's a mindset, Jessica, of what am I going to be kingdom minded, or am I going to be look at this world as my playground? Because we are at a stage, many of us as grandparents, that we've got the time, we've got the resources maybe to travel, play golf, play pickleball, whatever that is. It's sucking up our time, but on that list should be, how am I impacting my grandkids spiritually? How am I building relationships with my adult children? That doesn't stop just because, yes, we are not the parents. We are done parenting. However, we still are parents to those adult children. And it's more important than ever that we keep those lines of relationship and communication with our adult children, like it sounds like your in-laws have through the years, which is such a gift.
You know, my in-laws were really gracious in that they wanted to have some fun when they retired, but they most of the time would invite us to join them in that. And again, told me they really wanted to build a legacy. And I see that now. So one example that my father-in-law did for a long time, he had a Bible study very early on a Tuesday morning, and he would always bring donuts for that Bible study. But whatever donuts were left over, he would always come and drop them off for my kids before they would go to school. Now, the interesting thing about it, Brenda, is that they don't say like, oh, I remember this is the day he brings donuts. They say, oh, that's the day he has Bible study. And that was the connection. They knew that he was faithful to bring them donuts because he was faithful to go to Bible study. And so just linking that, just that small little act that he did, it really made a difference. And they also know, you know, what's going to be his prayer time and when they're going to look in his room and see, they know they can go to him. They can ask him for prayer. They know they can text him and say, pray for me. And he'll do that right away. And it is just, honestly, it's really beautiful. So what do you think are some practical steps that grandparents can take to start that? Maybe they're thinking they're just starting in their grandparenting journey, or maybe they haven't been as intentional before. Maybe there's some barriers there. What would you say to people who are starting and thinking maybe it's too late?
Yeah, I think recently it's become aware that so many grandparents are saying, you know, I'm really done grandparenting. My grandkids now are starting college and I'm done with that phase. No, you're just in the midst of that phase. You should be more important and more intentional than you've ever been when your kids, grandkids hit those teen and college and even young adult years. So one thing that we've done is developed resources that will equip grandparents to engage with their grandkids. So one of our most popular products is the Let's Talk cards. And those are extra special to me because I developed those. I wrote those with my mom, with Granny, sitting at the table with me, helping, adding her little tidbits. Why don't you ask this question? Why don't you ask? So each set comes with a question for the grandparent to ask the grandchild and the grandchild to ask the grandparent. So instead of just being with our grandkids and doing all the fun things, we need to be really intentional, make those conversationals intentional, not just not everyone about Jesus, but, you know, enter their world. So whether you have a 6-year-old grandchild or a 26-year-old grandchild, what can I do to enter their world? Can I take them to coffee or out to lunch versus how can I just have the child come over, the 6-year-old, and give the mom a break or just plan something special? And I think oftentimes we have 9 grandkids under the age of 13 on down
wow.
to 1. And so we have 5 here in the Dallas area and 4 in Tennessee. But one thing that we do, or probably one thing that we fail at doing, is doing one-on-one time. We tried to do that here in Dallas with those 5 for a while, but it became an obstacle and it became really difficult. But I think it is something that you can do, is that one-on-one time can be really valuable. But most of all, like, we just had our 3 Dallas granddaughters that are 13, 11, and 9 over to spend the night, just kind of spur of the moment. We're kind of good spur of the moment people. But they wanted more than anything is just for Granzy. I'm Granzy, not Granny. Aww. And have Granzy just come in and tell stories before bed. I mean, that's always been our mantra, is we tell them stories of their mom when she was little, or Granzy and Bop Bop when they were little. They love that more than anything. But this time, now that we have a little teenager in the group, she just wanted to talk about things going on, you know, with friends and all of that. And so just entering that stage of life, regardless of where they're at, is so important.
It is so important. And sometimes it can be, if you haven't done it on a regular basis, it can feel kind of awkward when you start. Just, I love what you said about those conversation cards. What did you call them? What are they called?
They're called Let's Talk. And they got their name because when our oldest daughter was little, she was about 2 or 3 years old, and every night she had this little lisp at the time, and she'd go, "Let's talk." And of course she wanted to delay her bedtime, but it became a way of connecting, and it forever was, you know, "Let's talk." And so that's where the title of those cards came from.
I love that. I use conversation cards at our Christmas Eve dinner because we have a wide variety of generations, and it can be hard to sit and talk to each other. And the first time I passed them out, there was kind of these looks like, are you serious? Like, are we seriously going to do, you seriously want me to read this question off the card? But then give me 5 minutes and then, oh, can you pass those down? Oh, can I have some more? That was really good. So I encourage the grandparents just to push through any of that initial awkwardness, because a lot of times you do it the first time and then the kids will initiate it, just like they did with you, Brenda, for story time, saying, "Come, Granzy and Bop Bop, how cute is that? Come and tell stories." And you know, the other thing that grandparents can really leverage right now is that thrifting, antiques, novelties are really, really big in Gen Z and Gen Alpha culture. They are fascinated by things like record players or vintage clothing or old photographs. And so pull them out and let them look at them and tell them about your childhood. Tell them stories. They love that. That authentic interaction is something that can't be duplicated, that can't be replicated, that can't be counterfeited through social media. Well, when we come back, we'll have more questions about helping influence the faith of your grandchildren, helping take them to church. Maybe that's something that you do. And I have some more questions for Brenda about her story. I just found out she's a pediatric nurse once upon a time, and I've got questions. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. We aim to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
Then sings my soul.
Welcome back, friends. That is How Great Thou Art Until That Day by Matt Redman. I love hymns. And I'm not just playing those because we are talking about grandparents today, because I'm not yet a grandparent. I love hymns and I love grandparents. I was just telling our guest, Brenda Peitzman from Legacy Coalition, that I really believe that grandparents are an unleashed secret weapon to combat a lot of the anxiety and the depression and just the general unsettledness that kids are feeling today in cultural chaos. I really believe grandparents have what it takes to rise to meet the moment. And I was thinking of a time when I was in study hall in high school, and we had a substitute, and she was asking us each day, each student, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they said, well, I think Jessica wants to be a professional grandmother. And I said, why would you say that? And they said, because you're sitting here cross-stitching in high school study hall. So yes, I've always had a little bit of an old soul in me, but I just so appreciate everything that grandparents bring to the table. So listen, if you missed it, there is a Legacy Coalition Grandparenting Summit that is happening, and you can be a part of it. Go to legacycoalition.com/summit. You can register for the in-person summit that is happening in Birmingham, Alabama on February 21st or 22nd. If you can't travel, if that's not close, you can find a host site that is going to host a simulcast. You can be in a church and hear some of the great speakers that are there. And if you don't find a church near you, there's still a way to sign up as a host site and to host it yourself. I hope that you will do that. Brenda has shared with us there are going to be speakers like Anne Graham Lotz talking about just the important things that are the things that are important to kids about thinking for generations. We have Rob Reno, Building Family Unity, Trudy Kathy White, Instilling Biblical Values, Harvey Carey, Give Them the Gospel, Dr. James Banks, Loving Your Prodigal, all kinds of things that to meet grandparents at every age and stage and situation. And so I hope that you will be a part of that. Now, Brenda, you were just telling me about an amazing free resource that you have in partnering with the local church to create your own grandparenting ministry. So tell us all the things.
Yes. Yeah, so if you go on our website, legacycoalition.com, there is an actual button at the top of the header that says churches, and you can go into that church tab and get a free starter kit for church ministry. So our desire is for churches to engage with the grandparents in their churches. And in fact, one of the breakout sessions is going to be taught by Jane Larson, who's on our staff, and she speaks. Her topic will actually be including grandparents, the unique purpose they bring. And so she's going to be addressing that to church leaders and pastors, because so often grandparents are marginalized in churches today. You know, they're all going towards some of the younger venues formats, and, you know, whether it's the music, whether it's the programming, whether it's, you know, the younger pastors. And, but, you know, the wisdom that grandparents can speak from life experience is invaluable. And the church leaders that understand that are those that are going to have the biggest blessing, because that intergenerational involvement is just critical in building a healthy church. When you look at the church that was first started, it was intergenerational. They didn't segment out the young and the old. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to have three-year-olds sit in the sanctuary through a service, but grandparents can be a great resource. Enlist them to help out. I mean, we have some churches doing some amazing things in the way that they get involved with the kids' ministry. And Jane Larson herself is a kids ministry director, has, probably 35 years experience as a career of a kids ministry leader. And she is phenomenal. But so we've got the church starter kit, and we're in the process of building a church growth kit. So somebody that's already got a grandparenting ministry in their church says, you know what? I need ideas. Help me with some creative ideas. And so that will be the next thing that will be on that site, is a church growth kit. And that's just basically an idea page of saying, here's what you can do. Here's how you can enlist those grandparents. Maybe have them put on an event for the kids in the church. Or, have them adopt a grandkid. Maybe they don't have grandkids in their local city. So have a grandkid adoption program or a grandparent adoption program. There may be kids that come from unchurched families that need that spiritual influence from a grandparenting mentor. So there's lots of great ideas that can be implemented, and Jane will be sharing some of that. But we have a church engagement team that focuses specifically on these resources and on coming along pastors and ministry leaders to help them in that integration of a multi-generational church, intergenerational.
You know, I've always been a part of a multi-generational church, and there is something really powerful, Brenda, about standing next to someone who's five decades older than you, who has lived a lot of more life than you have, who's been through a lot, who's seen a lot, and they're standing there singing How Great Thou Art. That is encouraging to look and see, no matter what you've been through, where you've walked through in life, you have that. And as you were talking about the value of grandparents volunteering, I was thinking of this one grandmother in particular, a very cheerful, sweet grandmother who went with us to preteen camp one year. Now, there are not a lot of grandmothers, I think, who would say, yeah, that's how I want to spend my retirement. Let me go sleep in a bunkhouse in a camp. But there was this huge high swing. Like, I was too scared to go on it, honestly. And she wasn't scared. She was going to go on the swing. And, you know, I think if a mom had got on the swing, they'd be like, yeah, that's what moms do. But the fact that the granny got on the swing and pulled the rope to let them go, I mean, just such delight. And it really created an opportunity for connection that kids need. They need that kind of connection. So I really appreciate that you have those kinds of resources, because I think there's such opportunity for connection. Again, kids are lonely. Grandparents have time. What a beautiful way to do that. And, you know, Brenda, I want to know a little bit more about your story. You just told me during the break that you were a pediatric nurse once upon a time. How did you come to have such a heart for grandparenting? You know, and now you have 9 grandkids. Did you see that coming? Is it what you thought it would be? Is it completely different? What was your own journey like as a grandmother?
Well, I guess when I was first, I went into nursing kind of dragging my feet. My mom was a nurse herself, and I always loved math and science. And, you know, she was like, well, nursing would be a great field. No, I don't think so. But I did go that route. I was a pediatric nurse. I worked in a children's hospital, and then I stayed home for a number of years as we started our family. And then I got pulled back in as a PRN nurse for a pediatric clinic that was large in Des Moines. I'm actually from Iowa. And then from that, I ended up as a business owner and ran a business for about 10 years. And then during that time, I closed that business and just felt the Lord was really taking me in a new direction. And I spent probably a year just writing and reading the Bible, and the Lord just brought me into a point of ministry. I wrote a women's retreat called Sanctuary, and then a follow-up Bible study, and this was a personal revival retreat for women with a Bible study to help them grow spiritually. And so then I felt that that was coming to a close. I just felt the Lord speaking that into me. And then our daughter in Dallas was starting her family, we just felt like, you know, we really, all of our children had left the state of Iowa, and we're like, you know, we need to be where some of our kids are. And our two daughters were in Dallas, and our son was in Tennessee, and it was agreed by all that we should come to Dallas. And so then we moved in 2015, and in 16, the first Legacy Summit was held at Frisco at Stonebriar Church, where Chuck Swindoll is pastor, and it was 10 minutes from our house, and somebody reached out and said, would you guys be willing to kind of be boots on the ground? None of our staff, none of our team is in Dallas. Could we ship things to you? Could you go and meet with the church and look at spaces and this and that? So that's how it started with Legacy on a volunteer basis in 2016, and then it evolved into kind of helping Larry. He wrote the first what we call the meat and potatoes, or Grandparenting 101, which is called Grandparenting Matters. It's a six-part live seminar or DVD seminar, and it has reached thousands of grandparents across America, across the world, really. And so I started in that involvement with seminars, and then it morphed into resource development and then into event planning. So I've been helping plan the summits, the upcoming, as well as the one in 2026. We're already starting plans, and that's, we're going to announce that at Summit 25, where and when that will be. But we are, it's just such a joy to be part of a team of grandparents who love the Lord, who love their families, their grandkids, and they want to impact them spiritually and do more than sit on the sidelines and play golf and think about their next vacation. So that's, I love the heart of the people. Most of us are nearly volunteer positions. We utilize the resources that come into us in the best way possible. We steward those, and we've seen the ministry just explode over the last 9 years, and we believe that this movement of intentional Christian grandparents is sweeping the nation, mm-hmm. the world, and we just are excited about what the next 10 years will bring.
You know, it reminds me of the scripture, he who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. And your story, Brenda, is such a beautiful portrayal of where obedience meets opportunity. When you obey the Lord, when you're listening to his voice every single day and taking those steps, that all of those steps you described, they're not random. They're not coincidence. Those are all steps that God planned in leading you to the place where he would have you serve. Well, I want to know, Brenda, how has your involvement with the Grandparenting Summit impacted your own personal grandparenting journey?
Well, I think that we've got a awareness. It's not like we're just kind of doing our own thing. I mean, when we moved to Dallas, we thought, well, our daughter needs us. You know, we can help. We can be that backup if she needs help with the kids. And they were, you know, an infant to 3 years old. She had three.
Oh, she needs help.
Three and under at the time. And she needed help.
Oh, yeah.
She was a stay-at-home mom, but she, you know, she needed us there. I mean, we mm-hmm. wanted to be there. We wanted to be involved with those grandkids. But we were thinking, oh, slumber parties, going to the zoo, taking them out for ice cream, all those things that are fun. But we weren't really thinking about, well, we need to be a spiritual influencer in their life. Mm-hmm. But, and we also, you know, we were fortunate that our daughters were following Christ. And we thought, you know, they're in a good place. They don't need us. Those grandkids don't need us spiritually. They've got that covered. They have them in church and they're doing all the right things. But yet there is a place for a grandparent's influence that a parent and a grandparent have a different perspective on and can really just build that foundation for that child, as you've said, in ways that they wouldn't have without a grandparent.
Absolutely. And you know, Brenda, what I think that we're seeing right now is a worldview crisis where kids, they don't know what to believe because everything's changing. Information's coming at the speed of smartphone. And what is celebrated today is canceled tomorrow. And they don't know what is, you know, what is true and what is unshakable on the foundation they can build their lives on. And as parents, we can say that. But when you have the grandparents come in who are living that out, who have the many decades of experience in front of you, it's such a reinforcement to have that, to know that, yeah, they're praying for you too. Yeah, they've walked through some stuff in their life, but God has been faithful. And that is the message that is for all grandparents everywhere. I hope that you will go to legacycoalition.com. Even if you're not a grandparent, send it to a grandparent you know. Share it with your church, especially that free parenting, the free grandparenting ministry resource. You can just go to legacycoalition.com, find it all there. There's a contact button. I hope you'll consider going to the summit, whether it be in person or online, or whether you become a host. And listen, your prescription is to build a legacy of faith. And this is a step you can take in doing that. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Until I see you right back here tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.